The death rate from the opioid crisis in Massachusetts continues to rise, with a powerful synthetic painkiller playing an increasingly larger role. There were 488 confirmed opioid overdose deaths in the first 6 months of 2016, and even more suspected drug-related deaths, putting the state on a pace to eclipse the record number of 1,531 overdose deaths in 2015, according to recent data from the State Department of Public Health. 66% of the confirmed opioid-related deaths so far this year involved fentanyl. Last year, fentanyl was found in the blood of 57% of the people who died from drug overdoses in Massachusetts. In 2014, the drug most commonly found in toxicology screens of overdose victims was heroin. Fentanyl, which was linked to the death of pop superstar Prince, is 50 to 100 times more powerful than heroin. The synthetic opioid is often mixed with heroin and sold on the streets. Catherine Fennelly of Quincy watched her son Paul suffer for many years with drug addiction before fentanyl claimed his life last year.
I watched my son Paul suffer for 8 long years. There's a new face of addiction. It doesn't look like what you would assume, a homeless person on the streets, no teeth, you know, just a bum. It's not what it is. It's our kids.
Massachusetts criminalized fentanyl trafficking earlier this year. The opioid addiction crisis has been a top priority of Governor Charlie Baker. His administration's efforts have included increasing funding for treatment, making more widely available the overdose-reversing medication naloxone, and encouraging doctors to revise their approach to prescribing opioids to relieve pain. Robert Roos, Vice President for Addiction and Recovery Services at Sisters of Providence Health System, said the state needs to continue to invest in treatment.
The statistics are striking, and addiction has spared no one. It's affected all of our communities as individuals, family members, colleagues, employers, employees, providers, and professionals.
In Hampden County, 734 people died of drug overdoses between 2010 and 2015, according to State Health Department data.
Well, Hampden County continues to struggle with long wait lists to access certain types of treatment. There continues to need to be an increase at different levels of care, including both inpatient treatment and outpatient medication-assisted treatment, which is the highest evidence-based treatment for opiate addiction. There is good news that there are more treatment beds and expansion of outpatient treatment happening in Hampden County in the coming months to year.
Roos is a member of the Hampden County Addiction Task Force that was formed earlier this year by District Attorney Anthony Galluni to help guide policy and lobby for resources.
I mean, we're hopeful that we can prevent overdoses from happening. We can prevent people from ever becoming addicted. And then we're hopeful that those people who are facing addiction, we can provide them with the resources needed. We're hopeful that as a matter of first course, a matter of priority, we're putting together a specific assessment of treatment beds and treatment capacity needed in this region in Hampden County. And we're going to put that forward to the governor. We're going to put that forward to leadership in Boston, put that forward to local service providers and nonprofits.
64 new treatment beds became available earlier this year in Greenfield, where an opioid task force involving law enforcement, social service agencies, healthcare professionals, and others has been active for several years. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.